Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Thursday, Batman enters the Walk of Fame. Not sure how that works, but fictional superhero.
Like role. Adam West?
No, just Batman.
Just the
moving
character?
On. Yes. The Packers play the Vikings.
That opens a Pandora's
on,
box.
I know. I don't like it. I
no
don't
time to
like
debate it.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
I did check. No worries about the deep tunnel this morning or sewage overflows. Been so dry for so long that we are easily handling these large volumes of rain this morning.
There's bone dry in the deep tunnel before yesterday.
I mean, there's like plenty of room. Treatment of the combined sewage deep tunnel system, well under capacity. But sometimes when you have these long all-day rains, right, there are concerns about those overflows. We just hadn't had any rain. Yet we are still well under our average rainfall for September. TMJ4's Kristen Kershane.
Despite all of that rain, we're still behind for our total in Milwaukee. That rain total for September, now just over an inch, that still leaves us 1.3 inches below normal.
But that was washout. Like sometimes you get rain, but you can still do stuff or you find windows.
Oh, not Sunday.
Washout.
All day. All day.
Couple of totals for you. This is confusing to me. Well, it's not confusing. I just don't know how it happens. Waukesha was at 3 1/3 inches, and yet Milwaukee was just over an inch. Where do they take it in Waukesha? At the airport there at Kreitzfeld?
That's a great question. Probably.
And then we know Milwaukee records its official rainfalls and temperatures at Milwaukee Mitchell. So what are they, 20 miles apart? How do you get 3 inches in Waukesha and just an inch in Milwaukee? Looked like the totals were lesser to the south. West Bend was almost 3 inches, 2.5 in Brookfield. But as you heard Kristen say, still more than an inch behind where we normally would be or average for September.
I thought we were trying to get it all back yesterday. I thought for a minute. I'm like, oh, we're trying to get back to average in one day.
Like the Brewers comeback?
Yeah, it's very similar. Yeah.
Down by 8 in the third. Is that what we were?
Yeah, down 8-0 in the top of the
third.
Oh,
my goodness. Well, talk about it in sports. That's up next. Sponsored by Holiday Automotive at Highway 23 in Fond du Lac. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
How'd you like to be the Tennessee Titans today? Not a good day in Nashville. You're 0-3. The quarterback you left on the trash heap for Green Bay to pick up for a song just came into your house looking like a world beater. I mean, that cat looked like he could start on a lot of teams.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your guy, Will Levis.
Start the first couple of weeks for Levis as he goes to the air. It's intercepted. Jair Alexander high stepping for 6.
Interception return for a touchdown. Fox Sports on the call.
He's a turnover waiting to happen every time he snaps the ball.
What went on there in Nashville that this guy in our system, now he wasn't extraordinary, but the guy can run. He has no turnovers in 2 games, Malik Willis. That's your number 3 guy, and you didn't even want him?
Mm.
And this is your guy, Willis?
Levis, throwing deep, and it is intercepted. Xavier McKinney, 3 interceptions in 3 games.
Yeah, Eric, bold predictions. Bilstead said McKinney was going to have 10 picks this season, and we laugh.
Yeah, right now he's on pace for 17.
What if he gets one in every game?
That would be amazing.
All right. Quarterback Malik Willis for the Packers, less than a month in Green Bay. Chance to gloat now. Here you go. Came back in. They didn't want you. Didn't work out. Green Bay, so much better than Tennessee, right?
I just don't have the external viewpoint of my life to say that. I just try to, you know, continue to just work. And like you say, 3 starts, that's, you know, what I was judged off, and that's what it is. And you don't really have a say-so in that. And it's a results-based league, so it's a business. So I can't really, you know, be mad at that. I got my opportunity, whether it was, you know, one of the better opportunities or not. It was an opportunity, and I'm grateful for that.
Willis for the Packers, 275 yards total offense, 1 touchdown, no interceptions. As you indicated, though, E, the Vikings are undefeated, and they come into Green Bay for a noon kick
Huge
at Lambeau
game.
Field Sunday.
Huge game. That'll be great. You don't hear this very often at AmFam Field.
And Suarez has homered,
his 29th of the season, and it is 8-0 Diamondbacks.
The booze. Oh, the booze for Montas. Holy cow, he just had a terrible third inning. 8-0, the Brewers are losing. Pat Murphy.
When they started booing, albeit they should have, you know, they start booing. I think it woke the guys up.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, it did, Brewers fans. Way to boo at the crew.
Don't
it
you
worked.
Love that from Murph?
Yeah.
Like, how many head coaches, how many managers would be like, you shouldn't boo your team. These guys are out here trying. Ooh. These guys, he's like, no, that was terrible.
Yeah, they deserved it. They lost three in a row, down 8-0, but they slowly chipped away in the eighth inning. Reese Hoskins tied it.
3-2 pitch. Line drive, base hit right center. Perkins is in. Mitchell's in. We are tied.
That was the eighth inning. Then Jake Bauer is at the plate.
2-2. The pitch. Chopper on the infield. Bowers is going to beat it out, and the Brewers have the lead. Right place, right time, right spot.
Holy cow. The Brewers haven't had a comeback like this since 2004, so it's been a bit since they did it. Not bad. Well done. Way to salvage the weekend that otherwise, by the way, some alarm bells going off a little bit there.
Yeah.
Did not look good yesterday until they came back. They remain three games behind in the two spot. So they're three right now in the three seed of the postseason. They're three games behind the two seed, which is the Phillies right now. They play the Pirates starting tomorrow night for three. Then they're back home at MFAM for the final series against the Mets.
Needed that. Like, needed a turning point.
That,
right?
You needed that win so bad.
Almost better than just, you know, a pedestrian 3-2 win on that
Correct.
Sunday. Like, needed a moment of, what do you guys want to do
yes.
here?
Use the momentum now.
Congrats. You popped the champagne. You want to go 2-0 in the wild card, or you want to start making a run here?
Yeah.
Quickly back to football, a twofer for Monday Night Football today. This is one of these where you got an early start and then a later start. Jaguars at Buffalo playing the Bills. That's a 6:30 kick. And then the Commanders are in Cincinnati to face the Bengals at 7:15.
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
Yes, time to look at the week ahead on Wisconsin's Morning News. What's going to be in your timeline, on your news feed, on the TVs, in the newspaper, on the radio? What could you possibly learn this week? What could be news? What could be changing? What could be...
Why don't you just tell me what's going to be in the news?
I was waiting for you to cut me off. I would have gone all day long. Okay, starting today, more than 140 leaders, including the president, Joe Biden, will be in New York City. The UN General Assembly is kicking off. You can expect a lot of traffic. You can also expect a lot of security that will be coming in New York City because, of course, the president will speak tomorrow at the UN. A Trump bus tour kicks off in Wisconsin today. This bus tour is going to make plenty of stops today, tomorrow, and then on Wednesday. It's going to culminate with a town hall event in Waukesha. I should mention, though, the former president, as of now, are not scheduled to be part of this bus tour. It's going to be some of the surrogates.
Various surrogates.
Yeah, so not as exciting if it's not like the actual campaign candidate.
When I first saw that, it was like a three-day tour or whatever. I'm like, the former president's going to be here for 3 days? No.
No.
And just, in fact,
no.
Not at all.
Not at all.
As of yet.
As of now. We could learn this week the fate of Joe Gao, the former UW lacrosse chancellor who posted porn of himself on the internet. He wants his job back. Board of Regents panel had a quick meeting on the matter on Friday. Full board will meet later this week on Thursday. Now, the agenda hasn't come out yet. It should come out today. But we would expect that a Gao decision will be part of the agenda. He's already hinted that he'll likely sue for wrongful termination if the board goes down.
Right. Well, at least they can throw him off the payroll. while it plays out in court.
Thought this was interesting. This coming from one of the lawyers, the UW system attorney on the matter. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, he says, enough is enough. Dr. Joe needs to go. All right. On Tuesday. Oh, here we go. Tuesday's the day. We'll finally know. Unlikely, but maybe we'll finally know what's going to happen to the people's flag of your city of Milwaukee.
When I get older, I will
yes, the full Common Council will take up the flag tomorrow. Remember, there are other flags to be considered, like one with City Hall on it that Bob Bauman put out there last week.
He actually created a file, so they have to... They have to address it. They don't have to take it up, but yeah. they have to at least consider it.
All right, moving on. This weekend, Doors Open Milwaukee starts up. I love this event. An annual celebration that lets people tour unique architecture, the history, the neighborhoods in Milwaukee. Lots of cool old buildings that you never get to see, you know, the insides of. So 150-plus locations to be toured Saturday and Sunday.
Have you gone in any of those? What do you...
I saw City Hall one time, did a little bit more of the City Hall stuff.
Highlights and, for me include going to the top of the U.S. Bank building and then
cool.
Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District.
Ooh.
And take you all around, show you all the stuff.
Okay.
This is where the Milorganite is born.
You just wanted to see the Milorganite. Thursday. Batman enters the Walk of Fame. Not sure how that works, but fictional superhero.
Like Adam West?
No, just Batman.
Just
moving
character?
On. Yes. The Packers play the Vikings
that opens a Pandora's
on.
Box
I know,
of
I don't
right.
like it. I
no
don't
time
like
to debate it.
Packers play the Vikings next week. It's a huge game. The Vikings are undefeated. The Brewers play the Pirates this week. Then they finish the regular season at home against the Mets. And they may play the Mets in the first round of the playoffs. So this might be a little unique and odd this weekend at AmFam Field.
Does New York just pack extra stuff? Like, guys, we'll just stay?
That really could happen. I mean, we could learn more by that point, too. So we'll have to see. Moving on, at the movies. Well, first off, Inside Out 2, the highest grossing animated film of all time, will begin streaming on Disney Plus this week. Then, in the theaters...
Don't let them out. Destroy them forever.
Whoa! Megalopolis. Francis Ford Coppola's... He describes it as a Roman epic set in modern America. It's supposed to be this huge epic piece. Opens this weekend. Adam Driver leads the cast of many, many well-known actors. Megalopolis.
The only one that's available to us.
And that is your week ahead.
What's the plot in this one? Like, I don't understand what's happening.
I'm afraid that after you see it, you're not going to understand what's happening.
And it's going to be three and a half hours long.
That's my problem. That's my worry. But I would give it a shot, just given that it's Francis Ford Coppola.
Why don't you just tell me what the plot is going to be? Hello, and welcome to Movie Phone. Host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio, our guest on Brewers 360, and we got a lot to cover at 7:45.
Vince, I ask you this. If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around to hear it, does it make a sound?
See, I still don't understand the science, and scientifically it does not, right? Because sound only resonates when it hits the ear, et cetera, et cetera.
It explores the concepts of observation and knowledge and reality. It's okay. A thought-provoking question.
Yeah.
Why am I bringing this up?
I still don't know.
If something is floating in space but you can't see it, does it make the news?
The mini moon.
Yes, the mini moon. I wonder. Earth will be hosting a new guest this fall. No, it's not an alien. It's not an asteroid. Well, it is an asteroid. It's a space rock, which has been named 2024 PT5. They're calling it a mini moon because it's going to be pulled into our Earth's gravitational orbit temporarily later this month. And it'll be around for several weeks. The thing is, you can't see it. You need a telescope to see it. So it's making the news.
It's like the size of a bus or something like that, right?
Yeah, so it's making the news. It's like, oh, mini moon. Well, not really. A mini moon would suggest, like, you're going to see a tiny, smaller version of the moon orbiting around our planet for several weeks. That is not the case. It's a tiny rock that no one can see.
That's no moon?
That's a space station. Yes. Even that would be more interesting.
That would be a lot more interesting if you know what we were talking about. So, no, we can't see the mini moon. It's just going to hang around and then it's going to be gone.
You can if you have a specific type of telescope, you can catch it.
Okay. News
starting later this week.
News sponsored by Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk, heard Saturdays at 10, right here on WTMJ. Coming up on 7:43 on this Monday morning, definitely something you will notice different in your traffic today. The bypass, 894, 41, 43, all are true of that stretch of freeway that runs between the Hale and the Mitchell.
Known best as 894.
Yes, I think so. Right, Deb?
Pretty much, yeah.
894
and the bypass.
Mm-hmm. So we did the we got through it, right? The whole weekend shutdown and the overnight or the multiple days repaving, and we're back open, yes?
Of the westbound side, yes, exactly. So hot dog, they even opened up half hour early. So we have full three lanes of traffic on westbound 894 now. It has been closed down, well, one lane has been closed for weeks and weeks, and now they've been able to reopen that. Now they are working on the Loomis overpass and on and off ramps there. So those are still kind of gummed up. But that's for that. And this coming weekend, they're going to do the same long-term longer closure for the eastbound side. So okay. The 54 hours, same thing for this coming weekend, weather permitting.
It'd be nice to get that project behind us here because that has been clogging things up all summer.
It has been. So things should be a lot better, though, because they are not going to take out a lane for the eastbound side. They just did that on the westbound side so they could work on the median. So.
Okay, so luxurious now,
mm-hmm,
right?
Lovely.
7:44 on Wisconsin's Morning News in the house. Live appearance from Brewers Extra Innings host Dom Catronio next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Packers 30-14 winners over the Tennessee Titans. That brings the Vikings to Lambeau Field. Minnesota's undefeated. And they boat race pretty much everybody they play.
They're looking really good.
So this is a big matchup. Sunday, noon kick at Lambeau Field.
The booze rained down at American Family Field. The Brewers had lost three in a row. They were down 8-0 in the third inning, but slowly started to chip away. Dom Catronio tweeted this. We are monitoring. Churio RBI single to score Ortiz running through a stop sign. It's now 8-4 Arizona bottom six. Also, Dom wrote, most of the D-backs leverage bullpen is down today. So perhaps he saw something that was going to happen. He was reading the tea leaves.
3-2 pitch. Line drive. Base hit right center. Perkins is in. Mitchell's in. We are tied.
Hoskins would tie with a 2-RBI single in the ninth. Then Jake Bauer.
2-2. The pitch. Chopper on the infield. Bowers is going to beat it out, and the Brewers have the lead. Right place, right time, right spot.
I misspoke. That was in the eighth inning. That would make it 10-9 crew. They would come back. They haven't done that since 2004, come back from that much down. And they would win the finale 10-9.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited, the aforementioned Dominic Catronio in-house for this segment.
What's Buenos dias. How are we doing, guys?
How are you, man?
Just another game.
I was saying to E, I mean, I'd forgotten this was a four-game series. Yeah, we had lost three in a row.
Hadn't won that.
Coming in.
That NL clinching hangover had been lasting.
Didn't know it was gonna last.
My
days.
Twitter mentions were not a fun place, just to say. I mean, honestly, I mean, I know you brought up the tweet, too. I mean, it was 8-0. 8-0. They were booing, and Pat Murphy embraced it, said that was the switch that these guys flipped and realized they can't coast uphill. That's the phrase he's right. used since spring training. They cannot, they're not good enough, as he said, to take their foot off the gas.
So I was saying to Ebe earlier that even more than, I mean, it was a win is a win is a win, much needed, but you win that game 3-2, and it's like, nah, okay, yeah they found one, but you win that game in that way, it does so much more for you looking forward,
momentum.
Right? Outside of the momentum and outside of obviously getting the win, you also have proven to yourself that there is no deficit by which you cannot come back from.
I mean, Eric said it, since 2004, the Brewers haven't come back from at least down 8 runs in a game, one shy of the franchise record. So when you look at it, you're playing Pittsburgh, and this week it's going to be a create-your-own-energy week. There's going to be nobody in the stands. You're missing Paul Skeens. You're not going to have to worry about a whole lot of, you know, maybe good quality opponent on the other side. Then you come home for the Mets, and they're going to have energy. It's going to be a packed house. They're fighting for a playoff spot. So to give yourself that opportunity to say, okay, we can create our energy down 8-0, and our home fans are booing us. And I thought Pat Murphy's yesterday's postgame was an all-timer from him, just everything that he was laying out there and all the little things that happened in this game that led them to win 8-0. And you're absolutely right, Vince. This team, they're realizing, okay, when we do put the foot on the gas, we are good enough to maybe keep on going all the way.
So we could potentially play the Mets next weekend and then play the Mets again in the first round of the playoffs.
It's wild. So they won last night. They won a series against the Phillies over the weekend. They're off today as well. They get the Braves, then come to us. So Atlanta's hanging on for playoff life. They're only a game back right now, or a game and a half back, if I'm not familiar. But they're in the hunt. They need this series, and then that could move the Mets out, and then the Mets would need to win. And then the Diamondbacks, they'll play the Giants tonight. Then they have the Padres, and the Padres have the Dodgers right now, and the Dodgers trying to hang on for dear life. This, the final week, if you haven't tuned in all year, this is the week to tune in.
Do we know next week, say we end up in that wild card round, does it start right away Tuesday?
Starts or Tuesday, 3 days in a row. All three games would be at American Family Field. And then, quite frankly, as the rotation looks right now, Freddy Peralta might be game one starter.
Here we go.
Yeah, and we should. That.
Well, come on.
Okay.
The one thing to pay attention to is there's still a chance that we could sneak into the two seed and skip it, but it would be tough to pull off.
I don't think that's happening. I'm always a glass half full guy, but I think it's four games with six to go. That ain't happening.
Okay.
So, well, on the positive end, then, if you know that going into your final few, that gives Pat Murphy a chance to mess around a little bit, rest guys who need rest, set that rotation so you're all set for the stretch run.
I mean, we already saw it in yesterday's game, right? William Contreras, he's going to get a breather this week. He's dealing with catcher injuries. And in fact, Pat Murphy went up to Willie Adames when they were down 8-3 in the fifth inning, like, hey, do you want to come out? Like, I'm offering you to get off your feet. He's like, no, I think we're still in this.
Willie never comes out, man.
It was awesome. And foreshadowing.
By the way, I was at the game yesterday, and the one thing I've noticed about Adames is that, like, he is friends with everybody. Doesn't matter who's standing on second base. He's busy hugging him, talking him up. He's in with the umpire. He's hugging the umpire, talking him up.
He's the best.
He's not a guy he doesn't talk to.
He's the best. We got him on the postgame show on the clincher on Wednesday. He was fantastic. And it's just, I love he had like a big bear hug with Gino Suarez in like a tense tie-to-tie game in the eighth. And I'm like, what are you doing, man?
What's up, buddy?
That's the beauty of Willie Adames.
Host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio with us today. Brewers off today and then play in Pittsburgh tomorrow. Thanks, Dom.
You. Thanks, guys.
7:51 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Tausch out today. We will talk with ESPN Wisconsin's Jason Wilde coming up at 8:10 this morning. Break down the Packers game. Lots to talk about there. Lots to celebrate. And lots to look forward to. Vikings look really good.
It's going to be a big week.
Or have they not played anyone?
Like, I mean, you could say that about the Packers,
too. Who did they beat yesterday? Boat raced somebody yesterday.
Oh, they play the Texans.
Oh, yeah.
Texans are a Super Bowl caliber team.
Uh-oh. All right, so
they beat the Niners. I mean, they have not walked over teams that are not any good.
Get into all that with Wilde coming up at 8:10 this morning. Want to squeeze this in here before the top of the hour because it's an important story. That's not it's not, but it sure is funny.
I love this story.
It is down. If you're wondering why reckless driving still is going on in Milwaukee, it's probably because the art car is not out there as we speak, navigating the streets, reminding people not to steal cars and drive three times over the speed limit. Everyone know what the art car is?
No, please refresh us.
So this is the city-funded $88,000 to commission a work of art where they converted a Ford Ranger pickup that they got at the impound lot and had an artist decorate it up with various safety messages, and then it's like really loud. It's like orange and yellow and
got
like
cones
traffic
on it.
Cones.
It's splashy.
Whatever.
You can't miss it. You can't miss it.
The artist did her job. I've said this 1,000 times, so don't text here. She did what she was paid to do. She decorated up this car, whatever. It wasn't her fault that it was a ridiculous idea. So this thing is called The Moving City, and it's been driving around. It's supposed to go and raise awareness about reckless driving. Well, it's out. Credit CBS 58 News for the story. Multiple sources at City Hall told CBS 58 this week The Moving City, which is the official name for it, had broken down. The policy director for Vision Zero, Jessica Weinberg, confirmed in an email Friday afternoon the traffic awareness truck is out of service. She goes on to talk about how, well, this happens from time to time. The moving city has a mechanical issue that is preventing it from being driven. You want to know what's wrong with it?
Yes. How could it not work?
So Lamont Westmoreland, alderman in Milwaukee, is one of the only level heads over there at City Hall, one of the only people to actually open, to have the courage to openly rip this ridiculous idea and call it for exactly what it was, a huge waste of money. They got in touch with him. He said he reached out to DPW and Weinberg for answers, didn't get them. But from what he's hearing, so now this is Northwest Side Alderman Lamont Westmoreland talking with CBS 58 News, said his understanding is the art car broke down because its suspension system couldn't handle the weight of the art that had been welded onto it.
So it's too heavy?
Yeah. It's got all this crap on it. It wasn't designed to, like, drive around with that.
Well, I didn't realize they were even doing much driving with it. I thought it was being more transported to spots, but I guess unless you have a flatbed carrying it around, it has to drive itself.
I am kind of curious about that because it is a pickup truck.
Yeah, I mean,
shouldn't it be able to haul around? I mean, no, how heavy is this
cones
stuff?
Are heavy.
And again, she's an artist. I'm not an engineer. I don't know how these things work or, you know, how much weight. Nobody thought of that. $88,000. What if the axle just collapsed?
But we are talking about it. It is racing awareness.
Yes, great. Various drunks and thieves are not going to go out and commit their acts of criminal behavior because we've talked about the art car this morning.
Perhaps the guy driving to work will actually stop at that yellow light.
That's right. I guess I'll take my foot off the gas this morning. Because Vinny and Eric talked about the art car. And tomorrow we're voting on the flag.
Well, interesting to say that.
City Hall news.
Well, there's actually a connection between art car and the flag. Because when the steering and license and steering committee, I believe that was a committee that was considering whether or not to bring the flag to the full council to make it the adopted official flag, they brought up the art car saying, look how much money was spent on this other thing. So they may not want to send a flag situation to the art committee because then that means more money. They've already been quote-unquote dinged per the alderman because of the art car. They're going to do the same thing and spend more money on a flag that no one is really caring about.
Meanwhile, everything else in Milwaukee is good.